Welcome back to another episode of Mortgage Matters, the Maya Group. I'm here today with Ange and Chris, and we're going to talk about this very exciting product that almost everybody wants to know about, and it's called the FHA 203K loan. This is a renovation loan that requires far less equity than a typical renovation loan would require. And even though I specialize in new construction and renovations, 203K is not one of these animals that I like to touch. There's a lot going on there. And in my 25-year career, I have never originated not even one 203K loan. So I am super excited that on our team, Ange is our resident expert on this. And we are so excited to ask you all of the things about 203K.
Oh boy.
And I know that Chris, right, is really excited. So you're in the hot seat today, Ange, to talk about this.
Awesome. No, I'm very excited. There's some really cool things and I can't wait to share them with everybody.
Okay. So again, just for a reminder for our audience, FHA is Federal Housing Administration. And my understanding, my very rudimentary understanding of the 203K is there are actually two programs within the 203K and that those really have to do with the scope of work and maybe dollar amounts. One's called limited and one's called standard. So maybe we should start with the primary differences of the two, Ange.
You sure you don't know how to do these? You're sounding awful knowledgeable.
I know enough to make me dangerous, darling.
Perfect. I love it. I love it. That's how I operate too. Yes. So there's a major difference between the two. So just to define them again, standard 203K and a limited 203K. So the standard is going to be a minimum repair amount of $5,000 with no real maximum. So that's huge. There's a small asterisk there. You can't go in and buy a $200,000 house and try to do $1 million renovation. They're not going to let you do that. But again, minimum on the standard is going to be $5,000 with quote unquote no maximum. If we go to the limited 203K, so that is still going to have a minimum repair amount of $5,000. And initially for years, ever since FHA rolled out this program, the maximum repair was $35,000. Let's all be honest, $35,000 doesn't get you hardly anything these days when it comes to home stuff. Like if you're trying to replace appliances, maybe trying to do some flooring and some carpet, you're going to blow $35,000 without batting an eyelash. So FHA recently just increased that, which is huge. So we now have up to $75,000 in repairs is the maximum for the limited. So if you're going to exceed that, then we automatically would just shift you out of the limited and move you to the standard so that you have more opportunities to make your repairs that are potentially necessary to the home. So again, the limited is a great tool if you're going in and basically trying to give a facelift is the way I like to liken it to, whereas the standard, you might need to be doing a few more, not hugely structural things, but if you need to take down a wall or maybe add a wall, then we definitely want to look at the standard.
So let me ask the obvious question first. Is there a pricing difference as far as interest rate on the standard or the limited?
No, it prices the same. It's just really what is the scope of work?
Okay, so there's no benefit truly to the borrower, if you will, to pick one or the other.
Correct. And same thing. If they start out and when we have started the contract and it looks like maybe the repairs are only going to be that $35,000, or I'm sorry, excuse me, see, I'm already still back in the Stone Age. If it's going to be the $75,000, if we start to look like it's going to exceed that once, I'm going to jump slightly ahead. Once we get the appraiser out there, we get the contractor out there and what is called an FHA consultant. Once those parties all meet, if we find out that you're going to exceed that, then automatically we would go, you know what, we're just going to switch gears. We're going to swap you into this other program. So you want to have that flexibility. So that's why they keep the pricing pretty tight. You're going to see some pricing differences depending on loan amount and down payment amount. But as far as does this program A versus program B have a pricing difference? The answer is no. It's just what is the maximum amount of repairs that you're trying to do? And do we need to make sure you're in a particular program that has just a couple other nuances to it than if you have minimal repairs.
Okay. Does one have more paperwork requirements or is it truly they run in parallel, same exact everything? It's just what the cost of the renovation is going to be.
That's exactly it. It just dials down on what's that dollar amount. Where does that line lie in the sand? Other than that, everything runs parallel. You have all the same requirements. Okay.
Now, I have a question. Are there any limitations to what you can get done to the house? I mean, you're talking $75,000 is not a drop in the bucket. I could probably do a whole lot with $75,000, but are there any limitations to what I can do? Can I put a shed in the backyard? Can I put in a new driveway? Can I put in heated floors in my master bathroom?
So luxury items are going to be a no on both programs. So you can't move in or you can't execute the contract and say, oh, I want this lavish outdoor kitchen, or I want a hot tub, or I want to install a pool. That's going to be a hard no on both. Like a small asterisk, if you go in and there is a pool and the pool needs to be repaired, like the pump needs to be repaired, they're going to let you do that. But you can't go, oh, this is a gigantic backyard, let's start digging a pool. They're going to tell you absolutely no. You can do other things. So on the limited, you can repair or replace a well. So again, if think health and safety, they're going to definitely want you to address those items. They don't want you to go in and have any health issues with the property. If you go and you need to replace the plumbing, some plumbing, you know, heating, AC, electrical systems, things of those that nature, if I could talk today, those you can also do on the limited. This is not an all-inclusive list. You can repair fences, walkways, driveways, again, appliances, redo a bathroom. Those are all things that you can do. And fun fact, you can even just install a smoke detector if you needed to.
Now, can I change the footprint of the house? Can I add an addition on, a screened-in porch, anything like that?
So you can install and replace and repair a deck, a patio, or a porch. So again, it's all just going to be within that scope of work. So if we're going to surpass that $75,000, then we're really going to switch from that limited and go to the standard so that you have more breathing room with the calculation on what your max improvements can be.
If I am coming to you to get a 203K and I have a property in mind, do I have to have everything in place by the time I go to closing? Like, do I have time after closing to do finishes and things like that?
So the way it's going to work is a little bit different from your standard contract. This is not going to be an 8-day close. This is not going to be a 30-day close. You definitely want to have the conversation with both agents regarding a longer written contract, because we have to afford the time for the contractor/builder to go into the property along with the appraiser and along with the consultant. The ultimate goal here to keep everyone's life nice and clean, nice and simple, and everyone on the same page is to try to coordinate for those three parties to have access to the property at the exact same time. So you want them all on the exact same page, because every dollar across the board has to match down to the penny. So the consultant has to be able to review what the consultant has to be able to review what the appraiser's numbers are and what the contractor's numbers are and what the consultant feels what fair market value is. So you can't have a contractor come in and try to charge some exorbitant amount of money to put a toilet in if that's not what fair market price is. So they're going to align and make sure everything matches. So all that work is going to be done before you sit down at that settlement table. So you're going to have a pretty good idea of what those costs are going to be. In fact, you're going to know it down to the dollar. So what's going to happen is we are going to take what that as completed value is. That's where the appraiser comes in. He's going to take the information from the contractor. He's going to take the sales price and he's going to tell us, okay, once all these improvements and repairs are made, this is what the value of the home is going to be. Then we're going to lend you based off of that as completed value. FHA will still allow you to borrow and only put down 3.5% on the purchase of a primary residence. So you can still use that low down payment and we're going to use it on what that future value is. But all those other stars have to be in line before you sit down at that closing table. Once you sit down at the closing table, then the work's going to start. So then the work will start and you will have draws as work is completed throughout the process. And FHA is going to give you 9 to possibly 12 months to complete those improvements.
Okay, so I got to back up a little bit. You were in such a good groove. I really didn't want to jump in and interrupt you, but I need to back this up a little bit, because we just all of a sudden started talking about FHA consultants and all this other stuff. So yeah. I'm going to back it way up to Chris's question and let me ask it differently. is the difference of these two loan programs strictly tied to dollar amount, or is there something that you can do in a scope of work that is considered substantial? And so they would want that to be standard, even though it's not more than $75,000.
Yes. So if you have something more structural that needs to be done, if you need to take down a wall, you can do most anything to restructure the house just outside of fully demolishing it. They will not allow you to come in and flatline the property. So if you have a larger scope of work, then they are going to want you to do the standard. Also, when you're looking at that larger scope of work, that dollar amount is going to be exceeded almost immediately.
Okay, but let's just say it wasn't. Let's just say that I look at a house and I know it needs a new roof. And a new roof is definitely not going to cost me $75,000. Is that a limited, or does that automatically, because it's structural on the roof, make that a standard?
Nope. You can, for if you were just talking about replacing the roof, you can absolutely do that with the limited.
Okay. So really, it sounds like it's dialed in and all around the dollar amount of the scope of work.
That is the real differentiator.
Okay. All right. So we got that clear. So now let's fast forward a little bit, because you're talking about an FHA consultant, a builder, all these other things. So let's dial this in. An FHA consultant's primary job is what?
Is to make sure that the costs associated with the project are in line with industry standards. So you don't want to have, again, a contractor that's coming in and trying to take advantage of a situation, or underestimating or overestimating what a project could cost. So FHA themselves wants to ensure the borrower and slash buyer is protected, as well as them, since they're the ones that are backing the loan.
Okay. And who hires the FHA consultant? Is that something that we do as a lender? Is the buyer responsible for doing that? Or who identifies who this person is?
So we're going to help you take care of that. Their FHA, you can certainly go and explore it yourself as a buyer or as an agent. You can make yourself familiar with it. It's public information on FHA's website. But yes, that is something that we would do for you, is we would contact one of the consultants and tell them, we have a client that is buying a home and is interested in proceeding with the FHA 203K standard or limited program. We're going to put them in contact with the appraiser and with your either your contractor or your builder, so that they can, again, all be on the same page, because the consultant is going to review everything line by line to make sure everything's, you know, on the up and up for the client.
Okay. And let's just say, for example, the FHA consultant thinks the contractor is overcharging. And so now we're under contract. We are deep in the process of this thing, call it 30 days in. And all of a sudden the FHA consultant says, yeah, you know what? I think your contractor is overcharging you. At that point, I assume the FHA consultant is going to trump the builder or the contractor. And then what happens then? Like, does the builder have to come down, or you just go find someone else and now you know what the costs are, so you know that you can't exceed this? Or what happens if there's some discrepancy there?
So that is my understanding of how the law, it's not a law, how the guidelines are written, is that either the contractor that you're, you know, you've commissioned to do the work for you either has to come down and be in line with what the consultant says is fair market value, or you have to potentially explore another contractor. You know, we're going to review the contractor. We're going to make sure that, you know, there's no litigation against the contractor. We're not going to fully underwrite them, but we are going to, quote unquote, approve the contractor or builder that you intend to use for your project. So we're going to make sure that you're dealing with someone that's going to see the project through and do things fairly. Another thing that the contractor has to provide to us and to the consultant is a breakdown, again, of everything line by line, down to every screw and every nail, including any subs that they're going to use. So again, if you've got a Class A contractor, he's like the big umbrella. He's going to quarterback the entire situation, but we need to know, who's he engaging for plumbing? Who's he engaging for electrical? Who's he, you know, painting? We need to know all of those different spokes on that wheel, so that, again, everything is cross-checked before you sit down at that closing table, and far before any draws are ever released.
Essentially what I'm hearing, and Chris, are you hearing the same thing? Is all roads lead to Ange. So truly, Ange is going to be the gatekeeper, and the clients are just going to rely on Ange as far as the financing portion to walk them through the FHA consultant and all of these things. That's pretty much all I heard the last like 10 minutes.
1,000%.
And is the 203K loan like other renovation loans where you're making an interest-only payment when you during the renovation period, and then it converts into the fixed rate fully amortized mortgage? Or what kind of payments are we dealing with for the clients during the renovation time?
During the renovation time, out of the gate. So again, let's use an example I've used before. If I close in October, I don't have a payment in November, my first payment's December, you're making a fully amortized payment, that first payment out of the gate. So you are already taking down your 30-year time frame immediately out of the, as soon as the loan is closed. It's a one-time close. So we are not going to refinance you at the end of it until further down the road. If, you know, if rates improve and you're looking to refinance, that's a different conversation. But yes, it's a one-time close. You're locked in upfront with a fixed 30-year rate. That's the only term they're going to allow for on this program, is a 30-year fixed. And again, the second you start making payments, you're making those principal and interest payments to fully amortize that loan program.
Now, for the builder, just really quickly, do they have to be approved by FHA? Does the consultant look at their background or anything else? Or are they just making sure there's no litigation and the costs are in line?
So the consultant is just trying to make sure that the costs are in line and there's no litigation. We've been given autonomy that we are able to vet internally here with the mortgage company, the builder themselves. So we don't have to rely. We don't have to wait on FHA. We don't have to wait on the consultant. So we've been given the ability to go through and make sure, okay, here's five things we have to check. I don't know if it's five. I'm just throwing that out there. Here's five things we need to check to make sure that this builder is legit and that we're not going to have any issues. It's a very quick and clean process. There, you know, we don't need their financials. We don't need any of those other things. It's a quick process just to basically make sure we're dealing with a legitimate contractor.
Okay, sounds good. Now, let me ask you this. What if I have my own Class A license?
Haha, no way, Jose. Not happening. Not doing it. No self-help. That's the easy answer. Whoop.
But I'm licensed
fully.
I heard hard stop.
That's right. She heard right. I did not stutter. That is right. Hard stop. No way at all will they allow that to happen. You can have all the Class A. You could be the most best Class A contractor in all states of all, you know, whatever. It does not happen.
Can't make that any clearer. No. Crystal clear, and crystal clear.
Is it crystal clear?
So here's what, and really just for our audience, because they're accustomed to hearing conforming loan amounts, high cost area conforming, and then jumbo, and that's all conventional. FHA has their own loan limits, and they do not align with conforming. So it is very important that our audience knows the geographic area where they are and that they can go to the FHA website and look for the loan amount to make sure that they're eligible for this 203K. Now, in these, you know, high cost areas, FHA does align typically with your conventional high cost areas, you know, the high val conforming loan limit. But I was very surprised when I was reviewing the FHA loan limits for 2025, how low they are in many of the areas where we do business.
They really are. And honestly, I wish they would just align. I'm not sure what their rub is on not aligning with everything. I mean, again, it would make everything so much simpler, but there are, you have to really be cognizant that I don't want to pick on rural areas, but seeming because there are some still like city areas where it's the same thing. You have to be very careful and make sure you know exactly what maximum loan limitation you're dealing with for a particular county before you get burned. So again, that's why picking the right partners in this situation, working with the right lender, because we're going to vet that stuff out for you first before you've gotten too far down the road. Whereas another lender might just be thinking, oh, we know this is the conforming loan limit, and they get you halfway down the road and then you've got a problem and you have to walk away from something that you had your heart set on to buy or switch loan types and maybe you can't afford to do that.
I mean, it's significant. I was looking at some areas in Virginia, obviously not in Northern Virginia, so outside the high cost area, and it was like 550,000, where it's the conforming crazy loan limit's now over 800. So it is a significant difference. And correct me if I'm wrong, on the 203Ks, the total loan amount has to be below the FHA loan limits, correct?
Correct. They're not going to let you exceed it. You have to stay within their regular FHA loan requirements as far as debt to income is concerned, loan to value, and their loan limits.
Okay. So really what I'm hearing is this FHA 203K is really great for clients who have lower down payments and they have a flexible seller who's going to give them longer time to close, number one, and number two, accessibility to the property to get all the things aligned, if you will, for financing. And so a lot of times those are properties where the seller knows it's in distress. They know that they're selling it, quote unquote, as is, and the remarks and things of that nature. And FHA, again, just to recap from prior episodes, it's going to allow a more flexibility on lower credit scores and things of that nature for clients. So this feels like it's a really good solution, and it solves a problem because most renovation loans require at least 20% down.
It really is a great program. And again, if you are, let's even just say you're a first-time home buyer, or even if you're buying up or buying down and you walk in and you really love the house itself, but you're thinking to yourself, I don't have a ton of cash, but I don't want hot pink walls or I don't want purple carpet, this will help you get your hands on that money that you can do. So you can go in and do a facelift to the property without having to use your own, you know, your own investments or your own assets, or maybe you just don't have enough to be able to do those things right away. It's not that you're looking at homes that are inhabitable per se. You might be able to, again, when we're looking at the standard and not the limited, but if you really are just looking at minor facelift repairs or replacing some appliances, again, most of these homes might be sitting on the market for that exact reason, is that they just don't show well and they just need a little bit of a facelift. So this is another way, honestly, for a listing agent to now be able to convert a property to a sale, because there's a program out there for to attract more buyers to want to purchase the property that needs a little love.
Yeah, such a great solution too, because and that means the seller doesn't have to put in all the work to get it, quote unquote, market ready.
That too.
And maybe the buyer's getting a deal.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And they're going to be a little bit more apt to not have to write, an 8-day contract. You know, that's for the Wild West a little bit. But yes, you're going to be able to write that longer contract because, again, the seller isn't going to sell the house in its potential current condition because not as many people are as attracted to it. Not everybody can see past, wood paneling.
Which I'm not sure if I properly thanked you the vast amount of gratitude for becoming certified in the 203K loans. Truly, thank you so much for taking this on. But more than anything, I'm really excited for our clients, for the team, to have a resource like you and my agents. I can say, listen, there's an expert on my team who's going to absolutely help you. This is such an awesome solution for so many. And honestly, thank you. And I'm sure Chris thanks you too.
Absolutely. I appreciate you taking the time because I've always heard people steer clear of these because they were always kind of advertised by folks who did them as a nightmare full of red tape. But it sounds like as long as you follow the rule book that you're going to be good to go.
I think you hit the nail on the head exactly. Like, listen, I was nervous of taking the training because I had already heard all the horror stories and I was like, oh man, do I really want to like get involved in that? It sounds like a nightmare. I don't want my clients or my agents to be, mad at me because something goes sideways. We had such excellent training where it broke it down into such digestible nuggets that, listen, yes, there's a lot of moving parts. Don't get me wrong. But again, if you follow the playbook and you just cross all the T's and dot all the I's and you just communicate to everyone involved, you're going to be okay. Yes, I will be the quarterback. Don't worry. I'm going to throw a pass to Chris here and there every once in a while. He's going to pick up the ball and run with it a little bit. But I am your girl. I will definitely hold your hand. We will figure it out together. And then, you'll be loving your new home.
203K hasn't met Ange yet till now.
Watch out, world.
Right? Thank you guys so much for joining us today for this episode. Again, covering the 203K loan from FHA, which is a renovation loan. And really excited to bring this to market for our clients and referral partners. We look forward to having you back when we cover the conventional Fannie Mae home style renovation loan.
You can find us online at www.themayagroup.com and on all socials, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Well, I don't think so, TikTok. But you can find us at all of those at The Maya Group. Have a great day.